This is a podfic of the work I Would Kill For You by Sun Kitten Shosh. The rating for this work is mature and no archive warnings apply. The fandom is MGZS/The Untamed and the relationship is Lanjan/Weiying. Additional tags for Mild Blood, descriptions of anxious spiraling, kind of crack, and happy ending. Summary: Lanjan murders someone and it spurns him to confess to Weiying. Reader's notes: I'm recording this for Voice Team Mystery Box 2024 as part of the Brings Light Challenge. Essentially, we're looking to do things that will bring joy to another person, and so I decided to record this fic that was written by one of my team members on Team BeachN. I hope you all enjoy. Lanjan was late. Weiying couldn't tear himself away from the clock, worrying his lip and staring at the hands slowly ticking farther and farther around the circle. He could barely read an analog clock, sure, but it was definitely past 5:35 p.m. Lanjan was never late. In the 3 years that they had been rooming together, he had only come back late from work without telling Weiying twice. Once had been when Lanjichen had been in a car accident. The other had been the time with the handcuffs that they don't talk about. It was only a handful of times that he'd texted Weiying to tell him he'd be late either. Weiying's memory was shit, but he could probably remember all of them off the top of his head. It was probably fine. He was probably just stuck in traffic or something, right? That was a thing that happened to normal people. Even Lanjan could get stuck in traffic, maybe. But he wasn't answering his phone. And Weiying had sent him 2 full screenshots of panicked texts with no response. And he had called him at least 5 times. And Lanjan always picked up, or at least called him back. And Lanjan had never gotten stuck in traffic before. And Weiying couldn't do anything but try to contact him and stare at the clock and rip his fingernails off and bite his lip raw. And what if Lanjan was dead? What if he was hurting? What if he was lying in a ditch or a wrecked car somewhere alone and Weiying wasn't there for him? Weiying could feel the horror of it, tingling unbearable in his head and chest and settling into his bones, making the world all dark and endless and the wrong shape. And he knew he always worried too much. But what if Lanjan was dead? He'd never even had the chance to tell him that he loved him. Footsteps in the hallway. Weiying was pretty sure his heart entirely stopped beating, and yet yeeted itself into his throat. He felt like he was going to throw up his actual heart. Oh God, what a way to die. That would be so embarrassing. The sound of keys jangling outside the door, clear in the silence of the apartment, and then a key in the lock. Weiying was up, running to the door in a daze. If this was a story, he would be able to just materialize on the other side of the room without realizing how he got there, but no. He had to be stuck in his own very real flesh sack. He managed to bang his shin on the coffee table and loop Long John's knitting around his leg somehow, dragging the yarn halfway across the living room before he noticed and stepped out of it. The door opened, slower than any door was supposed to open ever. He just needed to see his Long John now and know that he was okay. And then Long John was there before him, stepping into their apartment, there in the flesh. And no matter what horrible thing had happened, at least he wasn't dead. Holy shit, Long John. Oh my God, his heart was beating again, thudding fit to burst. His chest felt tight. Long John was staring at him with an odd look in his eye, emotions flashing across his face much more openly than usual, but too fast to read. Are you okay? I was so worried. Are you okay? He was suddenly in Long John's arms, face pressed against his chest in a crushing hug. Oh, okay. Okay. Weiying mumbled into Long John's shirt, which was weirdly damp, some of the tension dropping out of his body. He could hear Long John's heart beating and feel his hard breathing. I am all right, Long John said, his voice not really calm. Are you sure it's really... Weiying wriggled halfway out of Long John's grip to look him over. Oh, oh my God, you are, that is blood? Long John was covered in blood. How had Weiying not noticed this until now? It was a lot of blood, like a lot. It looked like he had gotten into the shower and turned on the blood tap instead of the water tap. That's a lot of blood. Please tell me that's not your blood. Oh my God, what the fuck is happening, Long John? You're never late. Are you, like, hurt? Did you get into a fight? Long John, that's a fuck ton of blood. Long John loosened his hold on Weiying, looking down at himself in surprise. I suppose it is rather a lot of blood. Not mine. He paused. A fight. Yes, I may have received a few scratches, but I am truly fine.
A few scratches? Okay, oh my God, we need to fix that. Also, did I mention you're covered in blood? You need more clothes and a shower.
Weiying babbled, grabbing Long John's hand and tugging him towards the bathroom. He went with him willingly.
Are you sure you're okay? He asked again, worried, glancing over his shoulder.
Long John didn't really seem upset, but he was also late, and that had always come with some level of emotional distress before. Long John didn't take well to his schedule being disrupted.
Very, said Long John firmly, and Oh, wow. He did look okay. He looked happy and strangely resolved. Well, that was good that he didn't seem traumatized, but he seemed like he might be hurt, and Wei Ying could fix that. Hopefully. He didn't want another hospital situation. Didn't dare to face any of the ER nurses that had been there the last time. Okay, where are you bleeding? Wei Ying shoved Lan Zhan to sit on the closed toilet lid before rummaging under the sink for the first aid kit. You said you had scratches. Where? He grabbed a washcloth and began wetting it. In the mirror behind him, Wei Ying could see Lan Zhan patting carefully over his body with a serious expression, as if he wasn't sure where the injuries were. He was so cute sometimes. A few cuts on my arms and one near my shoulder, and some scratches on my face. He said, Wei Ying,
How bad? Like fingernail scratches or gashes?
Wei Ying knelt in front of Lan Zhan, his beloved, the best man he knew, and began dabbing at his face with the washcloth.
Most of them are shell scratches, I think, Lan Zhan replied.
He pulled his shirt down halfway over his shoulder, revealing his long, smooth collarbones. The effect was slightly spoiled by the blood spatters, but it still made Wei Ying's breath catch in his throat.
The one here is slightly deeper, but I do not think it is serious. It is not bleeding very much.
The slash slowly oozed blood near his armpit. Okay, yeah, I'll bandage that one up first. Wei Ying opened the first aid kit with slightly shaking hands, and then handed the washcloth to Lan Zhan. You wipe up the blood around there, Lan Zhan, okay? He began rooting around for the disinfectant.
Wei Ying, said Lan Zhan again, and Wei Ying looked up at his serious tone.
He was dabbing at his chest obediently, but his eyes were fixed on Wei Ying with an intense stare.
Wei Ying, I love you.
Wei Ying stopped breathing. Wei Ying's heart froze in his chest for the second time that day.
I have loved you for years now, since we were in college.
There was more passion in Lan Zhan's voice than Wei Ying could perhaps remember ever hearing.
You are smart and kind and beautiful. I want to date you. I want to sleep with you. I don't want anyone but you. It cannot be anyone but you. I would do anything for you. I killed a person for you. I could have absolutely nothing and still be the happiest man in the world if I had you. I love you, Wei Ying. There is nothing in the world that could stop me from loving you.
Tears filled Wei Ying's eyes. Lan Zhan loved him. Lan Zhan loved him. I love you too, Lan Zhan, he whispered. Oh my God, I thought you didn't. I didn't think you would ever love me back in that way. I love you so fucking much, Lan Zhan. You're the best person I want. Lan Zhan leaned down and captured Wei Ying's lips in a kiss.
Wei-Ying melted into it, kissing him back, rising up on his knees to get a better angle, and putting a hand on Lan Zhan's thigh to steady himself. They broke the kiss, smiling at each other. Lan Zhan's smile was reserved as usual, but his eyes were dancing in a way that cut right to Wei-Ying's heart. He couldn't stop smiling, grin stretching ear to ear. "I'm so glad," Wei-Ying said breathlessly. "I want you so bad. I would do anything for you to wait." His eyes narrowed as what Lan Zhan had said properly sunk in. "You killed a person for me?" Not, "you would kill a person for me," which is an actually somewhat normal thing to say. "Killed," as in past tense. Lan Zhan continued to regard him placidly, not disputing the notion. "What the fuck?" A realization clicked into place. "Oh my god! Is that what happened tonight? Is that why you're covered in blood?" "The man was threatening you," Lan Zhan says in an overly reasonable tone, weighing things, considering the fucking circumstances. "Jin Zishun, the one who used to stalk you. He was planning on breaking in or ambushing you and hurting you. I did what needed to be done." "What the actual fuck?" Wei-Ying whispered to himself, staring into the middle distance, sitting back on his heels with a roll of tape hanging loose from his hand. This was too much to take in at once. What even was this evening? First, Lan Zhan was late. Then he comes in covered in blood. Then he confesses his feelings, which solves the main problem Wei-Ying had been angsting over for like months. And then he confessed to literally murdering a dude. Wei-Ying needed a drink and a long nap. He did not have the emotional fortitude for this. "I realized afterwards that I needed to tell you," Lan Zhan said. "If I would go so far as to kill a person for you, that was not something I could keep inside. The adrenaline finally gave me the push I needed to confess to you. I am glad." "I mean, I'm glad too, I think." Wei-Ying dropped his head into his hand. "Holy shit. I'm just trying to process all this. I mean, I'm very happy you confessed to me. Made my night. Was not going to be a great night otherwise. I was super worried about you, you know? And good thing that no one has to deal with Jin Zishun ever again. Slimy piece of shit. Oh my god, he's dead? Oh my god! Are you going to go to jail over this? Am I just gonna lose you immediately? Lan Zhan, you better not have fucked this up for us. I'm almost finished with my master's, and you know I can't afford to pay full rent yet."
"I am fully sure that what I did would be classified under self-defense," Lan Zhan said. "Do not worry about it, Wei-Ying. I will make sure the situation is resolved satisfactorily."
He places his hands firmly on Wei-Ying's shoulders and met his eyes for a long moment.
"I do not wish to think of this now. I wish to think only of you."
Okay. Wei-Ying rocked back on his heels, pressing his hands to his eyes.
kind of hard to stop thinking about the whole murder thing, you know? But I'm really tired right now. And we can fucking deal with it tomorrow. And right now, I think we just both want to be happy that we finally confessed to each other. I'm going to patch you up because you're still bleeding a bit. And you really don't need an infection. And then you're going to take a shower and change clothes. And then maybe we could make out a bit if you're interested.
Yes, said Lan Zhan very intensely.
Okay then, definitely a yes for that. And then we're going to go to bed because, as you know, I went to sleep after you had already gotten up this morning. So I'm running on about 4 hours of sleep. And I just went through quite the emotional roller coaster. And then we'll actually talk about everything tomorrow. Is that good? Wei Ying dropped his hands from his face to look up at Lan Zhan.
That is good.
Lan Zhan dipped down to steal another lingering kiss from Wei Ying.
I love you,
he said again as they broke apart. I love you too, said Wei Ying. Just maybe try not to murder any more people about it. Author's notes. I was thinking about the trope of telling someone you care about, I would kill a person for you. And then I was like, you know what would be really funny? If they actually did that. And was so inspired that I managed to write about 1,500 words in 3 hours. And then let it languish for 2 years. Talk to me on Tumblr. Link. Reader's notes. Thank you again to the author for having blanket permission to podfic. If you enjoyed the story and made it this far, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.